Thanks for joining me on iHeartRadio and the Tech of Sports this week, and joined by an author of a great book as we head into the baseball season, and great to be joined out of New York by Kevin Gallagher, author of the book Teach Your Kid to Hit So They Won't Quit. And this book is great on so many levels, and great to have Kevin, very knowledgeable here. And Kevin, thanks for coming on, and kind of a little of the inspiration behind the book.
Yeah, good to be here, Rick. The inspiration behind the book was, basically the reason I wrote the book is pretty simple. I want to make sure that ordinary kids, not the exceptional kids, can learn how to hit a baseball. And I want parents to understand that there's a process they can learn very easily, which will allow them to teach their kid to hit, not push it off to some other parents or some other little league coach. But the inspiration came one day. I played ball at a high level with Rick, and one day, injury cut my career short. So I had a lot of bitterness for many years about what I didn't get, blah, blah, blah. And my brother, who wasn't that good an athlete when he was younger, he was smaller, said to me, Kevin, you know, I'd give my right arm to be you for one day, to have one trophy, one headline, all the things that you had. I never had any of those, he said, and you don't seem to be enjoying them. And I took a look at what he said, and I realized how many kids are out there that want to play this game, and nobody takes the time to teach them or show them how, and they wind up getting pushed to the side. So this book is written for the ordinary parent and the ordinary kid to learn how to make contact with the ball, have fun, stay with the game, and create a Major League Baseball fan for life.
Yeah, great to be joined by Kevin Gallagher, an accomplished athlete himself, now has kids and grandkids of his own, and kind of giving back here with this book, which is a great read, and I think parents will learn and just really... really enjoy the book. And Kevin, you're giving back kind of with this book, sharing some of your knowledge. The big leaguers of today and a lot of the people really experienced in coaching, are they giving back? Are they doing enough for the youth of today to create not only baseball fans, but people that will enjoy playing the sport for as long as they can?
Oftentimes, you don't teach kids to be the best kid on the field, but you want to teach them to be the happiest kid. Happiest kids are going to want to come back and play tomorrow. If they're taught wrong and don't succeed, they're going to fail. It's embarrassing. They're going to quit. One of the things that this book has done, it's been well received across the country into the major league level. It's endorsed by several major league players. This style that I teach, I didn't invent contact hitting, nor did I invent top hand hitting. What I invented was a simple 8-step process that will allow a parent to understand it and be able to convey it and teach it to their kid, not coach, teach them. So the book was well received across the nation at all levels, and has led me now to another initiative which I'm leading, which is something called Save the Game, which is all about the fact that the youth of America, the participation levels are way down. It's about the fact that the youth levels watching baseball TV, are way down. And there's reasons for that. And the primary reason is the game has changed the fundamentals. It's gone from the game that was played for 125 years, put the bat on the ball, hit the ball, run, action, fielding, throwing, sliding, stealing. And we've come down to more of a power game now, which incorporates a different type of swing, which is a lift swing, which creates a launch angle, which you're familiar with. What that does, Rick, as you watch, it creates players in the major league, the best athletes in the world, who strike out 200 times and hit 35 home runs, but only hit 220. So it's very difficult for them to make contact on a consistent basis with the ball. That method is now being taught down through all the different ranks in baseball, from college on down to Little League. So if it's difficult for the major leaguers to do it, it's going to be extremely difficult for young kids to do it, or just average kids. What happens is they swing and miss, swing and miss, swing and miss. They're quitting the game. They're going on to another sport. And baseball winds up losing not only a kid that's going to enjoy the game, they lose a customer. I say customer, not a fan. They lose a customer of Major League Baseball. The premise of Save the Game, which is a national movement brought about by the concern that Major League Baseball could be irrelevant in 15 years. Why? They've shifted the way the game is played, and younger people are just not watching. It's too boring. There's not enough action between home runs. And the ones that are playing it aren't having success, and they're quitting the game. These kids, this youth, who were brought up on technology and faster-paced venues and activities, UFC, MMA, X-Sports, NBA, NFL, you name it, gaming consoles, they sit down and watch a game that has 4 minutes in between balls put in play, very little action with all the strikeouts. They're not interested. They're interested in something more active. So what the they do, they're not watching the game up top, and therefore, and when they play it, if they do play it, they're not sticking with it because it's hard. Those are the kids. That's this generation is what Major League Baseball is going to depend on in 15 years to support their business. Our contention is they won't be there. Baseball will become a third-tier sport. So what we're trying to do is change that with a number of Major League players, ex-players, a number of ex-general managers, scouts across the country, to try to raise a million signatures to take to Major League Baseball, get their attention. Then we have a list of things that we want to sit down and talk about, how we can help them improve the game, improve the youth, and help their business down the road.
Yeah, with Kevin Gallagher, author of the hit book, Teach Your Kid to Hit So They Won't Quit. A lot of what you talked about, Kevin, is due to analytics, not only entering baseball, but sports in general. What's your opinion on kind of how everything's going with technology and analytics playing a big part in how the sport is being played?
Well, analytics has its place, right? But it's kind of overtaken baseball. I think you read every day, journalists, commentators, radio hosts, sports guys like you are complaining across the country. What we're trying to do is harness that discontent with our Save the Game movement and bring into one voice that we can bring to MLB. So analytics has created this power swing game. It's kind of boiled it down to it's all or nothing. It's home run or nothing. So consequently, the game has slowed down. We think that's the wrong approach, and over time it's going to prove to be wrong. What they've done, Rick, is they've changed the fundamentals, as I said before. Suppose in football, Rick, the touchdown is not the exciting play. It's the drive down the field. It's a third and six, you pick up seven. Fourth and one, and they're going to go for it. The fans are on their feet. The sideline catch, keep their feet. 10 yards down the field, 10 yards down the field. They're on their feet for 15 minutes. That's called entertainment.
Right.
In baseball, the sudden 30-second event of a home run, which is where we score most of our runs now, gets the fans up for 30 seconds, and they sit down, and they got to wait another hour for a home run because there's 2.46 home runs hit per game in a three-hour game. Well, do the math. It's over an hour in between home runs. In baseball, the drive in football is the rally. It's the single. It's the man going first to third, getting thrown out at home. Ball gets away. Guy slides, double steal, whatever it is. They're on their feet. Their hats are on backwards. The cows are going. Let's go, Mets. Let's go, Yanks. That's called entertainment. And that's what's lacking in the game today. And that's why the youth are watching. Baseball is in the entertainment business. And every night, they compete with Netflix and YouTube and Amazon and gaming consoles, NBA and everything else to get eyeballs on the screen. And I will tell you that the reason we can tell you that it's declining is that the media rights contracts of the three leagues are not even close. The NFL just signed a media rights contract for $113 billion, the NBA for $75 billion, and the MLB for $12 billion. I'll tell you that March Madness is upon us right now. Postseason advertising from the NFL is $1.7 billion. March Madness, a bunch of amateur athletes, they draw $1.3 billion. And the MLB, Major League World Series, the postseason, we draw a little over $400 million. So that's where the money's going, why the eyeballs aren't there. We contend the analytics has slowed the game down. Well, Rick, it's not the length of the game. A couple of weeks ago, you watched the NFL play all those tremendous playoff games all weekend long. Every game came down to the last play. It was 3-4 hour games. Nobody complained. They were full of action. So what MLB is trying to do, because they know they have a problem, is they're trying to shorten the game from 3.5 hours to maybe 2 hours and 45 minutes with different rules. What they're missing is it's not the length of the game. It's the pace of the game. Inside that 3 hours, there's a whole lot of nothing going on between 20-something strikeouts, 18 walks, and only 5 hits in between the home run. It's the pace of the game that needs changing. So analytics has driven us to this point. And we need to come back a little bit and incorporate more of an organizational change in how they want to bring players into the organization. They need some contact hitters. We don't need 9 sluggers all swinging the same way.
No, totally agree. Totally agree. And I miss a lot of the baseball from the 70s and 80s where managing mattered and it was fun to watch and close games, maybe not real high scoring. But that was the baseball. But everything changes over time. I'm welcome to change and see what happens. And wrapping up here with Kevin Gallagher. And Kevin, if people want to find the book, find out more, where should they go?
Well, there's 2 places I will send them. So the book is being sold on Amazon.com and also on my website, hittingsimple.com. what I really want to get across is the Save the Game movement, which will work with major league players and general managers and coaches, but really it's a chance to give a voice to the fan of America. We need them to go and sign the petition so that we can get Major League Baseball's attention and have some discussions around what we want to talk about. That website is SaveTheGameUS.com. So SaveTheGameUS.com. Please go there. Take a look at what we're doing. This is for you, the fans of America. Click there, sign that petition, and we'll take that on your behalf to set up conversations with Major League Baseball to represent the fans more than they are today.
We'll put all the links in the show notes. Good luck with the book, Kevin. Keep fighting the good fight, and enjoy a good summer of baseball. Thanks for coming on.
See you at the ballpark, Rick. Thanks.
Thanks.